I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. We are here with you every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and really appreciate your support and all that you are doing. Well, hopefully you are getting motivated and inspired by some of our shows and thinking about your goals. What is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to accomplish? What is your purpose? And we want to go alongside you with I've Decided and help you be successful, because ultimately that's the goal. We all want to be successful in our life. We want to be successful in our goals, and certainly we want to successfully fulfill our purpose. And with I've Decided as your partner and surrounding yourself with the amazing business members and resources who are a part of I've Decided, you are going to be successful. And we have over 50 businesses who provide you resources that are partners with us and business members. You can find them at ivedecided.org. If you go on the internet and check that out under resources, ivedecided.org, and click on resources, and you can find just tons of local businesses who care about your success and that can help you in whatever it is that you desire to do, whether it's go back to school, get out of debt, get healthy, buy your home, sell a home. So many resources. Write a book. You know, we all have those goals and dreams, and those resources are there to help you be successful. We do awesome community events. We are gearing up for our full day motivational conference that will be happening on January 20th, 2018 at the Peoria Civic Center. Registration is open for that, so be sure to check that out while you are at the website. And we definitely want to give a shout out, not to just all of our businesses who, because of them, were able to come at you live on the radio show every Sunday morning and have these events locally that help you achieve your goals and success. But we also have our presenting sponsor, Junction City. So we definitely want to give a big shout out to Junction City for supporting our program and providing us a partnership that helps us do so much within our community. So today, I'm very excited to have, of course, one of our business resources, Daryl Crook. He's one of my friends, Daryl Crook. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Kim.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm honored and pleased to be here.
Well, I tell you, I can't believe it's been 3 full years since I've decided first came around, and you have been on board with us since the beginning. We met, it's been 3 years. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when you first presented the idea at 1 Million Cups. I was so excited hearing about it then. So, yeah.
That's right. That's where we met.
That's where we met. Yeah.
I love you. People hear me talk about 1 Million Cups all the time. I think that's such a great organization. It's so fun to hear the startup companies, and it's motivating to hear those ideas come out of that. And yes, they gave me the opportunity to present at one of their events, and you were there.
Yep,
that's where we met. Yep. In the very beginning. And so, of course, you have an amazing journey, though. What started as what you thought was one thing, being a part of I've Decided, has kind of landed you somewhere that you didn't quite expect. So share that story with our listeners, because I think they'll be inspired to see what happens when you put yourself in a situation to be surrounded with people who are looking to be successful.
Well, I started out my time with I've Decided as a financial advisor, financial planner, helping people decide what kind of investments they wanted to make, help them with their life insurance and that kind of stuff. And at one point, I added to that Legal Shield, which is identity theft protection and legal protection. And I was doing both of them together for a while. And then I shifted just to the Legal Shield. I was doing that full-time for a while. And all along, a part of that was personal development, being part of the training and something that I was very interested in, and just became more and more interested in that. And I had some opportunities to do some speaking here and there. Some of it started out being about just some basic financial things. And then because I love personal development so much, I shared that with some people and they were just kind of eating it up, you know, and I'm like, wow, I really like this. And so I started to focus more and more on that and really loved that. And so
here you are.
Yeah.
But now there was a turning point, because this year we offered our business members through I've Decided the opportunity to do a three-minute commercial video. And one of our business members, Widecaster, they do podcasts and do videos and things like that for businesses. And so they offered us an amazing deal. And I think for practically free, you had the opportunity to do this video. But you, instead of doing a commercial for your business, you actually turned it around and did something inspirational. So, and it went a little viral here in our Peoria area.
Yeah, a lot of people were sharing it on Facebook. It turned out to be 2 minutes and 35 seconds. I knew other people were doing a quote unquote mini commercial or whatever for their business. And I thought, you know, right now what I really want to do more than anything else is inspire people, and I want to be an inspirational speaker. And I figured the best way to do that was not to do a commercial, but to just do a little inspirational talk. And so I took one that I had done before. I had done it in some contests and stuff, and I just did a condensed version of it. And yeah, once I got it sent to me so that I could do whatever I want to with it, I'm like, well, I might as well put it out there. So I put it out on Facebook. And wow, I mean, all these different people were sharing it and saying such great things about me. And I actually even met people because of that. So yeah, it's been incredible.
Well, now give everybody's listening. They're like, well, what's in the video? What did you say? So we need to, you got to tell us, what did you say in that 2 minute inspirational video?
Sure, absolutely. Well, it's you are what you eat. So what are you feeding your mind? And there's basically a list of things, the books you read, the people you spend your time with, music that you listen to, videos, television, and other videos that you watch, your self-talk, you know, those things that you run in your mind all the time. And then even your body language affects how you think and feel about yourself. And then I told a little story in there too. So, that just kind of took off. And
so the story that you told in there, in that 2 minute, was about what?
It was about an Indian chief sitting around the campfire one night sharing wisdom with his grandson, and he told him that there's a battle going on inside each and every one of us. And this battle is between two different wolves, and one wolf is good and the other wolf is evil. And so the good wolf is full of things like love and truth and things of that nature, and the bad wolf is full of lies and fear and just, you know, negative things like that. And the grandson at the end of the story just looked up at his father and said, "Grandfather, which wolf will win?" And the old man simply says, "Whichever one you feed." So it's about what are you feeding your mind is going to decide what is in your mind, which wolf wins. And so that's kind of a tricky thing. But another thing that I mentioned that's even trickier is it's not just what you feed your mind, it's what you allow other people to feed your mind too, because you're exposed to all these different things, music and videos and different people that you hang out with and that kind of stuff. So you have to watch out for that too, what you allow other people to feed your mind. Are you hanging out with positive people? Are you listening to videos and watching music that inspires you and brings out the best in you?
Yeah. Now you talk about people that you are hanging around. Let's kind of go through some of those different scenarios. So when you say, what are you feeding your mind? When you say people that you're hanging around, what do you actually mean by that?
Well, anyone that's in your social sphere, and sometimes that can be tricky because sometimes it's family, sometimes it's people you work with, sometimes it's people that you can't get away from, but you still have to try to filter that stuff out because there's a lot of negativity, and it can really affect how you build your philosophies, those things that you run your life by, your decision-making, your finances, your diet, just everything. It can affect so many different areas of your life.
Now, we were joking before this radio show. We were talking before we started recording, and we said, you know, if you hang around with four broke people, then you're going to be the fifth broke person.
That's right.
And that's kind of the analogy.
Yeah, the saying that I've always heard over and over again many times from different people over the years is you are the equivalent of the five people you spend the most time with. And obviously, five isn't a magic number. It could be four or 10 or whatever, but you tend to be the same as those people you hang out with.
So you really need to think about that. You need to be have a mindset that you are aware of who you're spending your time with and that you are making a decision based upon who you're spending your time with as far as your goals and things like that. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, and you actually want to seek out people that are doing what you want to do, people that you look up to, people who can actually mentor you and can give you some good advice, can help you along the path that you want to go.
And if you do have someone, because like you said, sometimes it's family members, right? And we love our family. And sometimes we might have some family members that tend to lean to the more negative side, right? Or play that devil's advocate role. Not because they're trying to hurt you, but because they care, they're afraid, they don't want to see you get disappointed, right? So they maybe tend to be more negative versus building you up, saying, come on, go for it, you can do it. So you can't push those people to the curb, but you need to just be aware.
Yeah. Sometimes maybe you can limit your mind with them. Sometimes that's really tough to do. But yeah, like I say, just kind of be aware and filter it out. And so, you know, if they're saying a lot of negative things, you just need to realize that that's not something that you want to concentrate on. You want to kind of ignore that maybe, or just go in a different direction.
You do have control over your thoughts, right?
Definitely.
We agree with that. So you can understand if you are paying attention and when something comes in that you know is not true or you don't agree with, you can make a decision right then and there to disagree with it. And you can say, no, I'm not going to agree with that statement. I care about this person. I love this person, but I'm not in agreement with what they're saying. But you have to be very intentional about that. You have to be intentional. What about like what you read and you're saying like the music that we listen to, what we read, things like that too?
Yeah, I think books are very good. I would suggest 10 pages of a good book a day, you know, at least 4 or 5 days a week, that kind of stuff. And it could be a book in your field or, you know, whatever field you're wanting to get into, or just something that helps you build a good philosophy, something that helps you stay positive, something that helps you to build goals.
Like personal development.
Exactly.
One of the things, you know, I started reading personal development books a long, long time ago. A lot of people know the story. I was introduced to Zig Ziglar at a very, very young age and was able to really hear him speak in person in a private setting and was able to be introduced to him. And it was life-changing. You know, it was a life-changing experience for me. And I, the first time I met him, I was probably about 23 or 24 years old. And it's a shame. You know, I'm like every 23 or 24-year-old should have the opportunity to meet Zig Ziglar because it's life-changing. But now we know he's gone on to be with the Lord. So it'll be hopefully one day when we're in heaven, we'll have the opportunity to see him again. But his philosophy was incredible. And I would encourage people to go buy some Zig Ziglar CDs and books. I mean, if you're thinking about where to start to put some positive things in your mind, there's no greater resource than that. It is life-changing. And so because of that, I got hooked on self-help books very early on in my life. And quite frankly, it's all I read. I mean, outside of my Bible, that's kind of a self-help book too.
That's definitely
one
of the best.
In reality, it's the best self-help book out there, right? But so you're saying that is that really what you read mostly too, is self-help books?
Oh, absolutely. I'm right with you. I don't particularly like the word self-help sometimes, but anyway, yes, definitely personal development and the Bible. I don't read any fiction. As a matter of fact, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if it's interesting to anybody else or not, but until about five or 6 years ago, I didn't read at all. Even when I went through school, I read the very minimum I could skim by with. Probably kind of cheated on some of that kind of stuff, to be honest. But a business that I was in, there was a gentleman who was my mentor at that time, and he gave me a couple books that were personal development books, and he told me to read those books. And I thought enough of him that I read those two books, and I've been reading books of that kind ever since then.
I think you can easily get hooked because when you read them, it gives you hope. You realize like, hey, I got this in me. I can do this. And it's motivational and it propels you forward. Versus where if we get wrapped up in a fictional book, I think, not to knock fictional books, I don't want to go down that path, but I'm not saying that sometimes people like to read mysteries and things like that. That's a way for them to release stress and kind of just get lost and relax. There's nothing wrong with that. So let's not go down that path. But the point is if that's all you're reading and that's all you're putting in your mind, then you're really only reading things that are fictional, which means you're sitting there going, this can never happen to me. I'm never going to grow wings and fly. You're reading something that is just impossible, that it's not possible. Whereas if you read a motivational type book or a personal business development type book, it's possible. It's like these amazing stories of people who've done something incredible, but it's possible. That's the difference, I think, is that it's possible. So you have turned into this kind of inspirational speaker, which we're very excited about because we're going to probably tap into that, Daryl. We've already been talking about how we can utilize that opportunity at some of our half-day conferences next year. So if you're listening, you may have the opportunity to hear Daryl speak at one of those conferences, and we'll tell you more about that down the road. So we're excited. But of course, you are a business resource of I've Decided, and you do have a business, and we love that business. It's Legal Shield, which I use, and the identity theft. And I think it's great for small businesses. So tell us a little more about that, especially if there's someone listening who owns a small business, or if you've ever had your identity stolen, which I have, maybe you have too. If you've ever had your identity stolen, you want to hear a little bit more about what Daryl does as far as his business side of things. So share that with us, Daryl.
Yeah, there are, like you mentioned, Kim, there are some small business plans. And by small businesses, we define that as businesses under 100 employees. But at any rate, yeah, like you say, there's some legal plans for small businesses. The identity theft part of it just helps out individuals and families. So there's legal plans for individuals and families. And then also, like I said, the identity theft protection plans. And then, like you mentioned, the legal plans for small businesses. The main thing with the legal plan for both the individuals and the businesses are just the consultation. You can get consultation on an unlimited number of topics. You can call in on anything, even if you're not sure it's a legal issue. Even if you just want to check with a lawyer first, you can actually talk to a lawyer about something, whether it's just something going on with your neighbor, if you're a person, you know, if it's the individual plans, or with a business, if it's an employee issue or something with a vendor or something like that, you've got that consultation on those unlimited issues. And then if they see that it would help you for them to write a letter on your behalf or make a phone call on your behalf, they'll do that. And a lot of times that's all it takes to resolve an issue.
I know we were hearing Coach Mark at Second Chance Church was sharing his success story of how he had to use, he has Legal Shield with you, and how he had to use that in buying a car or something that came about. But that was an amazing success story. He had tried to talk to the people on the phone to handle it personally himself. And of course, they didn't give him the time of day, right? They were like, oh no, this is the way it is. And so when he picked up the phone and called Legal Shield and explained to them, and then Legal Shield then sent them an attorney that's a part of Legal Shield. Let's clarify.
Right.
Legal Shield is the name of the umbrella of the company, but these are attorneys then that are providers through Legal Shield.
Exactly. That's the right term. Yes, there are provider law firms.
Yeah. And so he called one of the law firms that was an approved attorney through Legal Shield, and on his behalf, they wrote a letter. And within 5 business days, didn't he say he had his check in the mail? That they refunded them where they had messed up the money. So that was just an amazing story. And I know I've used them because we create forms all the time. So we create forms for people, like release a liability when we have events for the run and the ride and things like that. We need to make sure that the forms are approved and they're written properly and things like that they help with. Now, what about the identity theft?
Okay, so there's basically three different parts to the identity theft protection. First of all, it's monitoring everything that's important, from your physical address, your email addresses, your social security number. I'm not even going to remember it all, but obviously they know. We've got licensed private investigators, and you can actually talk to those licensed private investigators. That's the second part of it. You can get consultation with those licensed private investigators if you've got an issue, or there again is something, if you're not even sure if it's an issue, you can actually talk to them. And then the third part of it is, if something does happen with your identity, they're there to help you restore your identity. They'll do 99% of the work for you. Everything that they can do, they will do. And that's actually backed up by a $5 million guarantee.
Wow, that's amazing. So basically what happens is, instead of having to spend all this money for a retainer for an attorney, if you're not a big enough business where you can have an attorney on staff or have that retainer, especially for small businesses or individuals, for a small membership monthly fee, you have access to these really good attorneys as far as the Legal Shield side. And then from the identity theft, it saves you a ton of time. And because I know when you and I first met, when you shared with me about the identity theft, you didn't have to sell me, because I was like, oh my gosh, I am so in. Because I had someone steal my Discover card, basically. And there was a big bill out there. I mean, and it got cleared up because obviously I didn't do it. But it took me several months and a lot of time on the phone. And had I had identity theft and Legal Shield at that particular time, I would have had to have done none of that work.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have done that for you.
Which would have been awesome.
Right. Yeah, saved you a lot of time and headaches.
Which would have been awesome. So those are things that we don't want anyone to have to go through. But unfortunately, in the world that we live in, you know, it happens. And it happens more often than not. I mean, with the debit cards and things, just this year alone, a couple of times I've had some fraudulent debits out of my account. And luckily, they fix it right away, so I haven't had to go into the Legal show or the identity theft part of it. But it's very scary. It's very scary how easily it is for people to get access to you.
Right. So peace of mind is a big part of it, both on the legal side and the identity theft side.
Yeah. If that sounds like something that you would need, if you're a small business owner, or you've had your identity theft stolen in the past, this is a great resource. Legal Shield is a great resource for you. You can find Daryl's information again at ivedecided.org. If you click on the resource page and look under legal, you'll find Daryl. I think you're probably listed on a couple of areas. It wouldn't be hard to find Legal Shield, Daryl Crook. You can find his contact information and reach out to him. You can meet him in person at our fourth annual motivational conference that's happening on Saturday, January the 20th at the Peoria Civic Center. We are super excited about this conference. We have an amazing lineup of speakers. Be sure to check that out at ivedecided.org as well. Get your tickets for that. Early registration goes now through November the 30th. You can get registered for the full-day conference, which includes two half-day conference as well as lunch at the full-day conference for only $129, and you do not want to miss it. This show is probably going to sell out, so the sooner you get your tickets, the better. And I just love your story, Daryl. I think it just is a beautiful story of what really I've Decided is about. It's a great success story. And I hope that as we've been talking over the last half hour, you've recognized that, because you really didn't come on board with I've Decided thinking you were gonna get into this whole inspirational speaking thing, did you?
No, definitely not. That wasn't on my radar at all at the time. I was into personal development and had done a little bit of speaking off and on for years in church and some different things, done some PowerPoint presentations, and always seemed like I had a little bit of a knack for it, or at least that's what people kept telling me. You know, every once in a while somebody would say, well, you're a natural or something like that. But as far as really going in the direction I am right now to wanting to do that full time within the next couple of years was not on my radar at all.
Yeah. And you've even had you've had so many opportunities through I've Decided. I don't know, we might have 30 seconds for you to real quick share. I know we can't mention any names, don't want to do that, but you had someone reach out to you. You've had people actually reach out to you, and one person actually got baptized because of all of this connection. Can you just end on that little positive note, just real quick, 30 seconds?
That is just such an amazing story. I had been praying for a long time that God would use me, and in particular that he would use my speaking. And some people like to say that God works in mysterious ways. I just like to say God works. And when I put that video out there on Facebook and all these people were sharing it, someone that I didn't know in the Lakin area where I live saw that. And because of that, she sent me a friend request. And at first I was hesitant, but I accepted her friend request. And then fairly recently, she just sent me a private message on Facebook and said, hey, do you know of a church in the area that could baptize me? And so evidently I was putting some things out there where she thought I was the person to ask that question to, and had some conversations with her, and I was privileged to end up being the one that baptized her just a couple of weeks ago.
That is awesome. I just got chills. What a great story. And that's what happens when you surround yourself with like-minded people. When you get on board with a tribe like I've Decided, you have dreams in your heart that you don't even know about yet, but you've got to put yourself in a position to have someone draw those out of you, people draw those out of you. We want to go alongside you and help you be successful in your goals. We want to help you grow your dreams and get moving in your purpose in this life. So please connect with us. Visit us at ivedecided.org. Get your tickets. Make 2018 your best year yet. Kick it off on the right foot at our conference. Come meet Daryl and over 50 other local businesses who are here to help you. And thank you so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show. Daryl, thank you so much for being here with me today and sharing your story.
Thank you for inviting me. It was a privilege.
It was awesome. And we will look forward to being with you again next Sunday morning.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?